India on Monday announced withdrawing its High Commissioner and other targeted diplomats and officials from Canada after strongly dismissing Ottawa's allegations linking the envoy to an investigation into the killing of Sikh extremist Hardeep Singh Nijjar, in a major escalation of tensions amid the already frosty ties between the two nations. India's decision came shortly after the Canadian Charge d'Affaires, Stuart Wheelers, was summoned to the Ministry of External Affairs, MA, and was told bluntly that the baseless targeting of Indian High Commissioner Sanjay Verma and other diplomats and officials was completely unacceptable. New Delhi described the charges against Verma as concocted and preposterous imputations and ascribes the allegations to the political agenda of the Trudeau government that is centered around vote bank politics. And the MA said India received a diplomatic communication from Canada yesterday suggesting that the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats are an LS quo, persons of interest in a matter related to an investigation in that country. The Canadian Charge d'Affaires, CDA, was summoned by MI's Secretary, East, Jaideep Mazumdar, and it was underlined to him that in an atmosphere of extremism and violence, the Trudeau government's actions endangered the safety of Indian diplomats and other officials. Canada claims proof of India's role after India decided to withdraw the Indian High Commissioner to Canada, Sanjay Kumar Verma, and other diplomats. The Canadian Charge d'Affaires, Stuart Wheeler, claimed that Canada had provided proof of ties between agents of the government and the murder of an Indian citizen.